弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，早晨我们能够在这里聚会。
Thank the Lord that we can gather here.
感觉上和弟兄姐妹是比较近一些。
We are closer.
感谢主，刚那首非常美好的诗歌。
Thank the Lord for the beautiful song.
实在提醒我们的一切都当归耶稣。
It had reminded us all for Jesus.
这是我们每个主日早晨围绕在主的饼杯面前。
When we gather before the table,
当主的爱激励我们，催促我们。
When His love encourages us and hastens us,
像我们这些被他蒙他所买赎回来的人，都当将自己来献给他。
Those of us who are by Him should offer ourselves to Him.
早晨，我和弟兄姊妹一同来读几处的圣经。
Morning, we want to share some scriptures.
先打开新约圣经罗马书第十二章。
In New Testament, Romans chapter
12. 罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter
12. 我们往前面啊，先从前面十一章的最末了来读，好不好
？Let's read from the last part of chapter 11.
罗马书第十一章第三十六节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 36.
我们从第十一章三十六节读到第十二章的第二节。
To chapter 12 verse 2.
我先读，请姐妹翻译。因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。
For from him and through him and to him.Are all things to be to him be the glory forever? Amen.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲权将身体献上的活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
不要效法这个世界。只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove that the will of God is to which is good and acceptable and perfect.
我们第二处经文要读的是在罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章，我们从第十六节读到第十九节。
Chapter 6:16-19。
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做奴仆吗？或做罪的奴以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以至于诚意。
Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness?
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的规模范。
But thanks be to God, that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed.
你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
And having been free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness.
我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法。现今也要照样将肢献给义作奴仆，以至于成圣。
I am speaking in human terms of the weakness of your flesh, for just you presented your members of slaves to impurity and lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness. So now present your members to as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification.
再读一处经文，在出埃及记第十三章。
Exodus chapter 13.
在旧约圣经出埃及记第十三章。
Exodus chapter 13.
读一二两节。
Verse 1 and 2.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，以色列中凡投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都是我的，要分别为圣归我。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Sanctify to me every firstborn and first offspring of every womb among the sons of Israel, both of man and beast. It belongs to me.
这里耶和华神晓谕摩西对以色列所说，是当神借着他大能的手将他们从埃及地领出来。
Lord spoke to Moses is when he delivered them from Egypt.
就当他们离开埃及后，神所对他们说的第一件事情。
This is the first thing God has spoken to them when they left Egypt.
就是凡他们中间投身的，都要分别归耶和华为圣。
Sanctify to God every first.
我们再读一处在旧约撒母耳记上，第十五章。
Chapter 15.
撒母耳记上第十五章，我们读二十二节。
First Samuel chapter 15 verse 22.
撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。”
Samuel said, "Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is then.”Sacrifice and to heed than the fat of rams.
这句话的下半节，弟兄姐妹都是非常熟悉。听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
Verse, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
我们最后再读一处在新约的约翰一书。
Last verse is First John.
约翰一书第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们就读二十七节。约翰一书是在启示录前面的第三卷书。
First John is before the Revelation.
第四卷。在约翰一书第二章二十七节，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you. Have no need for anyone to teach you, but his anointing teaches you about things, and is true and is not, just as it has taught you, and you abide in him.
好，让我们起再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，为了早晨你召聚我们的恩典，感谢你。
Thank you for your grace that gathered us this morning.
主，我们能够与同蒙天恩的弟兄姐妹同在你的饼杯面前，来把你所当得的感谢赞美来献给你。
We can offer you thanks with all the saints.
主，这是你爱了我们。
You have loved us.
主，我们仰望你，继续向我们施恩。
We look to you, have mercy on us.
主，当我们一同交通你话语的时候，你再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
When we fellowship your words, please give us your revelation and spiritual words.
主，叫我们不仅能够明白你真理的话语。
Not only that we can understand your truth.
主，我们仰望圣灵再将基督的爱浇灌在我们众人心里。
May Spirit pour your love into our heart.
主，以你的爱激励我们。
Your love encourage us.
叫我们越答应你的呼召。
So that we can answer.
我们愿意将我们的身体献上，当作活祭来归给你。
We are willing to offer our body as living sacrifice to you.
来讨你的喜悦。
To please you.
求你与我们同在。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 早晨有一件我们交通的负担，就是要将我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
I have burden to share with you. We need to.Offer ourselves a living and holy sacrifice.
我从三个方面来和弟兄姐妹交通这件事。
In three aspects, I want to share this.
第一就是我们为什么要将身体献上当作活祭。
Why do we need to offer our bodies a living and holy sacrifice?
第二，我们和弟兄姐妹交通到底将身体献上当作活祭是什么意思？
What does it mean to offer our bodies as living sacrifice?
第三，就是我们如何将我们的身体献给神，当作活祭来献给神。
And the third, how do we offer our bodies and to the...
就是在我们生活当中我们如何来实行。
In our daily life, how do we act?
我们刚刚所读的罗马书第十二章，第十二章告诉我们，
In Romans chapter 12 tells us,
保罗说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Paul says, I urge you, brethren, by the mercy of God,
将身体献上当作活祭,
to present your body a living and holy sacrifice.
圣经说是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
The Bible tells us it is holy and pleased to God.
你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。
When you serve, this is your spiritual service of worship.
这里告诉我们，他说弟兄们。
Here tells us brethren.
当然，这句话不是只单单对啊男的弟兄所说的。
It doesn't mean just a male brethren.
所以弟兄们去献给神，当活祭献给神。
Only the brethren will offer themselves.
那我们姐妹就不需要。
Then sisters do not need to.
我们在家里面顾孩子就好。
We just take care of children at home.
不是，这里所说的乃是对男的弟兄，也是对女的弟兄所说的。
This is to all sisters and brothers.
我们在弟兄，在基督里，我们都互为弟。
We are all brethren in Christ.
这里呢？保罗说他以神的慈悲来劝我们。
Here Paul says, I urge you by the mercy of God.
他并不是以神的命令来要求我们。
He did not demand us by the command of God.
也不是以神的律法来要求我们。
He did not demand us with the judgment, the law of God.
他是以神的慈悲来劝我们。
He urges us by the mercy of God.
为什么将身体献上当作活祭是这样的一件重要的事呢？
Why this is so important to offer our bodies as living sacrifice?
保罗在这里说，他因为他是圣洁的。
Paul says this is holy.
当我在思想这件事，我觉得非常的稀奇。
When I meditated this, I was amazed.
我想我们虽然蒙恩，我们蒙恩之后
，We have received grace.
我们知道主的宝血实在是洗净我们一切的过犯。
We know His precious blood had cleansed all our sins.
在神的眼中也看我们是圣洁。
He sees us as holy.
但是我们实在知道我们这个人的本相。
But we know ourselves.
我想我们都不太敢说我们在神的面前实在是完全圣洁。
And dare to say that we are holy before Him.
但是圣经说，当我们这样子将身体献上当作活祭的时候。
But when we present our body as living sacrifice.
神说这是一件圣洁的事情。
He tells us holy.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is in His eyes is delightful.
我相信。每一个蒙恩的基督徒，我们都盼望能够讨神的喜悦。所以，有些时候我们虽然这个不太愿意读圣经，
Even though sometimes we don't want to read Bible，
我们也很勉强的就每天读圣经。
But we force ourselves to read.
有时候我们不想祷告。
Sometimes we don't want to pray.
我们觉得我们应该要祷告。
But we know we need to pray.
有时候不想来聚会。
Sometimes we don't want to come to the meeting.
但是我们还是来了。
But we still come.
因为我们心里头有一个。渴望就是盼望能够讨神的喜悦。有时候我们也为神做了好多事。我们非常辛苦的做了好多的饭食。
We labor to cook food for.
我们甚至于跑到很远的地方，也向福音朋友传。
Even though we spread gospel to far away.
你就发现我们基督徒为着神，我们做了许多的事情。
Done a lot for God.
我想有一个很基本的原因，就是我们盼望能够讨神的喜悦。
There's a basic reason that we want to please Him.
那这里保罗告诉我们
，Here Paul tells us，
好，当我们将我们身体献上当作活祭
，When we present our bodies，
我在想，这应该是一件最简单的事情，叫我们能够讨神的喜悦。
This is the most simple thing that we can please God.
因为每个人都有一个身体。当然，这个身体今天神不是要我们当作像旧约的祭牲一样。
It's not that we need to be like the offering.
祭牲啊，要献给神之前啊，他被牵到祭坛面前。
The animal was led to the altar.
祭司呢，就把它杀了。
The priest has killed it.
然后把它这个身体啊，一块一块的都把它分解了。
And chopped it up.
然后放在祭坛上面，用火烧了以后献给神。
And placed on the altar and burned it for God.
这样来讨神的喜悦。
To please God.
今天。新约的神所要得着的乃是活祭。
Here the New Testament tells us,
他活祭呢能够讨神的喜悦。
This living sacrifice can please God.
我不晓得你们问你们一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
您觉得旧约那样的死祭呢容易呢，还是新约这样的活祭比较容易
？Is it easier for the offering in the Old Testament or the living sacrifice in the New Testament?
死祭容易，那你们愿不愿意呢？我觉得啊，这个死祭是比较容易。原因呢，是因为新约的活祭啊， 很难。
Because the living sacrifice in the New Testament is harder.
难在哪里呢？
How?
就难在我们的自由意志。
Because we have free will.
有些时候我们愿意把自己因着主爱经历把自己献给神。
Sometimes we offer ourselves because of His love.
被放在祭坛上。
We place it on the altar.
但在祭坛的火一烧的时候呢？
But when the fire started.
因为我们还活。
Because we're still living.
怎么样？哎呀，好痛。
Then we feel the pain.
就赶快从祭坛上来。
Then we come off of the altar.
来来回回好几次。
Many times we did that.
弄了半天啊，这个活祭还是不能献给神，讨神的喜悦。
The living sacrifice is still not sacrificed.
这个活祭啊，应该是比较难一点。
The living sacrifice is harder.
我盼望今天早晨我们能够明白，我们如何将自己身体献上，当做活祭。
Hopefully we can understand what is to offer our body as living sacrifice.
因为圣经告诉我们，这是神所喜悦的。
Because the Bible tells us this pleases God.
接着保罗告诉我们说，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然。
Then Paul tells us this is acceptable to God, which is a spiritual.Service of worship.
我刚刚提到，我们基督徒蒙恩之后，我们都盼望为主做好多事。
I mentioned that Christian did a lot for God.
我们都盼望侍奉神。
We want to serve God.
但神在这里告诉我们说，我们将身体献上当作活祭，这是理所当然的侍奉。
When we present our body to God, this is a spiritual service of worship.
意思就是说。如果我们没有我们自己献上当作活祭来献给神
If we deny our body as living sacrifice to God
而侍奉就不能讨主的喜悦
Our service will not please him
所以这是在这里讲到这个活祭是基督每一个基督徒我们的生活我们的侍奉能够讨神喜悦的一个关键
This is the key that we can please him in our service in our daily life
所以从这里我们看见我们为什么要将身体献上当作活祭
Here we know why that we need toOffer our body as living sacrifice.
也唯有当我们献上当作活祭之后，我们的生活才能够讨神的喜悦。
Only after that we can please Him in our daily life.
我们的侍奉也才能够讨神的喜悦。
Our service will please God also.
这是我们理所当然的侍奉。
This is our spiritual service of worship.
在这之外，还有一件更重要的事情。
Besides that, there's a more important point.
当我们知道，当我们献上活祭能够讨神的喜悦。
We know that when we offer our body as living sacrifice, we can please Him.
有一件另外一件重要的事情，就在罗马书第六章告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 6 tells us a more important.
他说：“我们若将自己献给谁，就做谁的奴。”
Whomever we offer ourselves, we
我们就做谁的奴仆。
We are slave to that person.
所以在罗马第六章告诉我们说，从前我们还没有信主之前
，Before we believe，
我们是做谁的奴仆呢
？Whom are we slave to？
我想我们今天我们活在一个自由民主的国家
We live in a democratic world
我们从来没有做过谁的奴仆
We were never slave to anyone
我们觉得我们是一个自由的人
We know we are free
来弟兄姐妹圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
在我们还没有蒙恩得救之前
Before we were saved
我们乃是罪的奴仆
We were slave to sin
意思就是说我们是撒旦的奴仆
We were slave to Satan
为什么这样说呢
Why do we say that?
什么叫做奴仆的意思是什么
What does it mean to be slave?
就是你的主人叫你做什么，你就做什么。
Whenever your master tells you to do, you will do it.
你没有不做的自由。
You have no freedom not to do it.
所以在我们蒙恩得救之前
，Before we were saved,
我们乃在罪的权势之下。
We were living under the authority of the sin.
罪是主人。
Sin is our master.
被承认也好，不承认也好。
No matter you admit it or not.
但你发现，当罪叫你犯罪的时候。
Sin tells you to commit sin.
你没有办法抵挡。
You cannot disobey.
你知道发脾气不好。
You know not, you shouldn't anger.
但是当罪在你的里头叫你发脾气的时候。
But sin tells you to be angry in you.
你可以忍耐一下子。
You can bear a little.
忍耐一段时间。
Just for some time.
最末了你还是没有办法胜过。
At the end, you still cannot overcome.
所以神的话让我们看见，在我们蒙恩得救之前，我们乃是做罪的奴仆。
Bible tells us we were slave to sin before we were saved.
但今天因着神的福音传给了我们。
Because gospel was spread to us.
就是圣灵在我们里头来开启，来光照。
The Holy Spirit enlightens us.
我们接受主耶稣做我们的救主。
Jesus Christ is our Savior.
靠着他在十字架上所成就的救赎，我们蒙恩得救。
Salvation that He accomplished on the cross, we were saved.
我们脱离罪的权势。
He separated us from
the 叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
No longer slave to sin.
但是我们是真的得着了自由。
Are we free truly?
神说， 神的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由。
God tells us when the Son tells you to be free, you are free.
那你们在蒙恩之后，你是不是真正享受过在基督里的自由？
After you are saved, have you truly enjoyed freedom?
我想是。
Yes.
但是
，But
我们也面临一个问题。
We face one problem.
那为什么我们还会犯罪呢？
Why do we still sin?
为什么蒙恩的基督徒，我们在我们生活当中，我们还会软弱？还会犯罪，还会失败。
Why Christians that are saved still have weaknesses and fail?
那是因为我们还活在这个肉身，在这个罪身的里面。
But we still live in this body, flesh.
还在我们这个身上。
We still have sin.
但是我们如何能够脱离这罪的一个权势的辖制呢？
How can we be separated from the authority of sin?
神的话告诉我们，我们必须要将自己给神。
We need to offer ourselves to God.
因为你如果献给神，你就做谁的奴仆。
Whoever you offer yourself, you are slave to that.
所以蒙恩的基督徒之所以蒙恩之后还会犯罪，还会失败，还会跌倒。
Even though we are saved, we still have weaknesses and fail and fall.
一个很重要的原因就是我们没有把我们自己献给神，做义的奴仆。
One important reason is because we did not offer ourselves to the.
我从前听过一个故事。
I heard.
就是在啊，应该在美国还有奴隶啊，是奴隶制度的一个时候。
It is.
一个女孩子，她成了一个奴隶。
There's a girl.
她的主人啊，恶待她，苦待她。
The master tortured her.
她非常的瘦弱，非常的可怜。
She was very thin.
到了有一天，主人觉得这个奴仆他没有什么用处了。
One day the master thinks that she has no value.
就把她带到那个奴隶的交易市场去。
So she was led to a slavery market.
这奴隶市场啊，它不像一般的商品，它是有标的。
This they have price label.
没有。
There's no price label for each slave.
这奴隶市场的交易就是大家啊竞价，就像大家在 eBay 买东西一样。
They would call a price that they want to offer.
那最后呢，谁能够出最高的价钱呢？他就得着啊，他有这个权利买了这个奴隶。
Whoever offers the highest bid, they will get that slave.
所以当那天那个恶主人在那里拍卖这个这个女奴仆的时候
，When the evil master was selling the slave,
那就有不少人在那里出价。
Many people call out prices.
他们的价钱越出越高，就像eBay一样。
And the price rises.
这个女仆人，她趴在地上那里四围的观看。
The girl was watching.
她看到这一个一个出价钱要买她的这个主人，每一个看起来都是非常的恶毒。
She was watching all the people who offer prices. They were evil.
她心里头非常的忧伤担心。
She was worried.
因为无论在他们哪一个这个将来可能是她主人的她的命运生命都不知道会是如何。
No matter who bought.
等到最末了的时候，有一个人他出了那最高的价钱。
One person had offered the highest bid.
所以这个交易就完成了。
Then they finished the process.
这个女奴仆呢，就属于这个新的主人。
The girl belongs to this new master.
她在他身上有完全的权利。
The new master has total authority over her.
那当这个主人买了这个女仆之后
，When the master bought her,
他就对这个女仆说
，She told the girl,
放了你。
I let you go.
从今之后，你有完全的自由过你的生活。
You have the total freedom to live your own life.
突然间，这个女奴仆她就 shock， 她就非常的惊吓。
All of a sudden, the girl was shocked.
一方面，她一直都做一个奴隶。
She was slave for a long time.
突然间，有一个人做了这样的一件事情，叫她成为一个自由的人。
All of a sudden, this person did something to free her.
大家当怎么样来反应这件事情
？She didn't know how to react.
而这个主人就渐渐的离开他，往前面走。
Then the master left her.
突然间，他四围一看
，She watched the surrounding.
就刚刚出价钱要买他的那些恶主人
，All the evil master that was going to buy her.
都虎视眈眈的看着他
，Were watching her.
要把他再抓起来，做他们的奴隶。
They want to capture her and be slave again.
这女仆人突然间心里头，她明白过来。
Then all of a sudden she realized.
她赶快快跑追上去，那刚刚释放她、让她自由的那个主人。
She catch up to the master who bought her.
她跪在她的脚前，对她说。
She kneeled before her and say.
主人，从今以后，我愿意做你一生做你的奴仆。
Master, I'm willing to serve you all my life.
因为他知道这个主人是爱他的。
She knows that this master loves her.
也只有跟着这个主人，他才能够得着他所需要的保护。
Only when she follows this master, she be protected.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们基督徒蒙恩以后的。
This is the story of all the Christians saved.
今天主实在是在他为我们付上了那最大的赎价。
Our Lord had paid the great price for us.
他买赎了我们。
He had bought us.
他是我们的主人。
He is our master.
他有绝对的权利来叫我们做任何的事情。
He has total authority to tell us to do anything.
因为他付了那个代价。
Because he had paid the price.
就像弟兄姐妹，如果你们有一天，你们今天出去外面买一台车子。
Just like you go out and buy a car.
不管你们是去 dealer 去买新车，或去跟一个人买了旧车。
Either you bought a new car from a dealer or you bought some old car.
车子有一个价钱。
There's a price.
你付了那个价钱，你就买了这台车。
You paid the price and you got the car.
你就有所有你的主权在这台车上。
You have the total authority over this car.
是不是这样？
Is that true?
今天如果那个 dealership 或是那个车之前的车主来对你说。
If the dealership or the owner, previous owner tell you.
比如说早上礼拜天早上你要开这台车来到当地聚会。
I drive the car to come to meeting.
那之前那个主人啊跟你说不可以。
This owner says no.
说你不可以开这台车到 Dumbo.
You cannot drive this car to Dumbo.
你开去做别的事可以。
You can drive it to anywhere else.
但你不能开到 Dumbo 来聚会。
But you cannot come to the meeting to Dumbo.
你会怎么对他说呢？
How would you say to him?
你会怎么对他说？
What would you say?
不干他的事了，是不是？
It's not your business.
这台车是我的了。因为我付了那个代价
Because I paid the price.
我有绝对的主权在这台车上
I have the total authority over this car.
我可以完全照我的意思来使用这台车子
I can use this car any way I want.
今天主他也是付了极大的赎价把我们买赎回来归给神
Our Lord had paid a great price to buy us.
神在我们身上他应该有那绝对的主权
God should have the total authority over us.
来使用我们作为他自己的见证
To use us for his witness.
但今天神却在基督里他说他叫我们得着那个自由。神他并不以他的这个权利来要求我们。他愿意我们像那个女仆人一样，是甘心，是乐意的，把自己来献做他的奴仆。所以我们大概知道，虽然在基督里，神叫我们成为自由的人。但是我们知道这个自由我们所在的环境里头它有一个潜在的危险就是那从前做我们主人的那位恶主人
But the previous evil master,
他还常常的会要来干扰我们来影响我们
He wants to influence.
叫我们做我们所不愿意做的事
to do things that we don't want to do.
我们如何能够胜过呢
We overcome that.
我们必须把自己奉献给我们这位爱我们的主。
We need to offer ourselves to the Lord that loves us.
唯有主他有他，他有绝对的主权。
Only when the Lord has the total authority over.
他能够向我们从前的恶主人拒绝要求。
He can refuse the evil master.
他有权力在我们身上。
He has authority on us.
所以我们必须要甘心的把自己来献给主。那我们说那有没有我知道我们蒙恩以后呢我们都不愿意再做撒旦做罪的仆人
We know that after we are saved we don't want to be slave to the evil masters or Satan
我们好不容易脱离罪的辖制
Because we are overcome the bondage of him
所以我相信没有一个蒙恩得救的基督徒愿意再做罪的奴仆
I'm sure that no Christian wants to be slave to the sin
但是我们想一想这个花花世界这么的吸引我们
When you think about it, the world is attractive to us.
那我们想，如果我们做神的仆人呢？
When we are a servant to God.
做神的奴仆以后呢，我们会不会也不自由了？
A servant to God, are we not free?
神会不会总是叫我们做我们所不想做的事？
God tells us to do something that we don't want to do.
我插出去一点。有个年长弟兄到各地去探望，去跟弟兄姐妹。
There's an elder brother to fellowship to many places.
他常就问一些年轻弟兄姐妹一个问题。
He will ask the younger brothers and sisters one question.
问他们说，你们觉得什么是神的旨意
He will ask, what is the will of God?
他常常问这个问题，特别对着年轻人。
Especially to the young people, he will ask this question.
然后就发现好多年轻人啊，他们有个共同的回答。The young people
will give him the same answer.
回答什么是神的旨意？
What is the will of God?
就是跟我的旨意相反的。
Whatever is opposed to my will.
所以弟兄姐妹中间有一个错误的观念。
There's a wrong answer.
我们觉得神的旨意啊，总是跟我们的所想要的那个旨意啊，总是是相冲突的。
We think that God's will is opposed to our will.
所以这也成为一个拦阻，许多基督徒不愿意将自己当作活祭来献给神。
This becomes a hindrance to the Christians who does not to offer their body as a sacrifice.
那我们就想，那我们也不愿意做奴仆。我们也暂时还不愿意做神的奴仆。
And temporarily, we still don't want to be slaves to God.
我们想好好享受一下我们这个自由，在这个世界里头可以好好享受一下我们的自由的权利。
We want to be free in this world.
可不可以？
Is that possible?
不做罪的奴仆，也不做神的奴仆，我做我自己的奴仆，可不可以？
Can I be my own slave, not to be slave to Satan or God?
我想弟兄姊妹都知道答案了。
I know that you know the answer.
当如果你觉得你可以做自己的主人。
When you know you can become your master,
结果会是如何？
What is the result?
结果就是为什么会有许许多多仍然活在最终软弱失败的基督徒？
The result is there are many Christians who are still living in sin and weaknesses.
因为我们没有办法胜过罪在我们身上的那个影响。
Because they cannot overcome what sin influences.
我们也没有办法来胜过这世界对我们的引诱。
They cannot overcome the temptation.
所以当我们以为我们自己可以做自己的主人，
When they think they can be master of themselves,
或神的奴仆，
I'm not a servant up to God.
结果我们又回到成为那罪的奴仆的辖制里头。
Then you become the slave of sin again.
在这里为什么保罗说到将身体献上当作活祭是这样的重要的一件事情？
Why Paul tells us it's so important?
我们啊，在现在是有一位弟兄刚信主不久。
Who was just saved in the West Office？
因为刚好在当某有许多弟兄里面是信主年日比较短一点的。
There are brothers.
他就说，弟兄都见证，他说他刚刚蒙恩得救第一年啊，他觉得基督徒的生活日子啊过得挺轻松自在。
He testified that for the first year that he had an easy life as a Christian.
因为一方面知道自己一切的罪都被主耶稣的宝血洁净了。
He knows all his sin had been cleansed away by the precious blood of Christ.
好不好？
Is that good?
我们都觉得很好。
We all know it's good.
一方面呢，又知道有一天要离开这个世界的时候到哪里去？
One day when we leave this world, where do we go?
我们都知道要上天堂。所以我们弟兄就说，他那个信主以后第一年啊，哎，高兴，非常高兴。
He was
happy. 因为他实在是有得救的确据。
The assurance.
而且还有天堂的盼望。实在是都是神的恩典。
These are all grace from God.
但是我们弟兄他说，他第一年基督徒生活有一个问题。
But there's a problem. About the first year of Christian life.
他不敢跟人承认他是基督徒。我不知道在当中有没有这样的弟兄姐妹们。
I don't know among you, you are the same.
你们记得来聚会的时候是基督徒。
Only when you come to the church, you are Christian.
聚完会呢，你就不敢跟任何人承认，或者没有人知道你是基督徒。
After church, there's nobody know that you are Christian.
为什么会有这样的一个情形呢？
Why he has this condition?
因为我们弟兄他的确是得救的一位基督徒。
Our brother, definitely.
但是呢，他说，从前啊，在信主以前啊，怎么发脾气？
Before he was saved, he can be angry.
在得救了以后呢，还是乱发脾气。
He was saved, and he still had anger in him.
在得救以前啊，这个嘴巴乱讲话，要讲什么讲什么。
Before he was saved, he would speak any words.
得救以后呢
？After he saved,
还是这个样子。
He's still the same.
在得救以前呢，勉强来聚会。
Before he was saved, he would come to the meeting.
参加福音组。
And go to the gospel group.
天气冷了，不来了。
When the weather's cold, he will not come.
下雨了，不来了。
When it rains, he will not come.
工作忙了，不来了。
He's busy.
累了，也不来了。他现在信主得救了，还是这个样子。 工作一忙一累不想来就不来聚会。所以他说他都不敢跟他周围的人呢承认他是基督徒。
He would not admit that he's Christian to his.
但是他活得确实挺自在的。
But he's free.
很自由，对。但是呢，我们弟兄呢，到第二年呢，突然间里头有个感觉。我相信是圣灵在他心中的工作。他就觉得说，不行，他得要好好的来聚会。
He needs to.
再忙再累，坚持的要参加聚会。就渐渐的，圣灵就在我们弟兄身上开始工作。第二年啊，我先讲弟兄他的一个结论。那么当他这样子聚会呢，一年之后，第二年。
After the second year, he came to meeting.
他跟我们说啊，这第二年的生活蛮累的。
He told us that it was tiring.
蛮累的，我想因为一方面每周都要来聚会。
Because he has to come to meeting every week.
一方面呢，以前呢想发脾气的时候就发脾气。
Before that, he can be angry anytime.
现在第二年呢，他发脾气的时候呢，不可以乱发脾气了。
But in the second year, he has to control his anger.
第一年呢，乱讲话。
The first year, he can speak any words.
到第二年的时候呢，哎呀，不敢了。就不该就
he would control what he said.
他说：“哎呦，这样的生活蛮累的。”
He said, "This kind of living is very tiring."
我想，因为是啊，因为主在里头啊，圣灵在里头啊，在管他了。
Because the Holy Spirit is trying to teach him.
所以我们弟兄这样子活了一年以后呢，他说：“哎呦，蛮累的。”
After the second year of living, he's tired.
那突然间，弟兄满脸发光的对我们说
：“But with a radiant face, he tells us."
他说：“累归累
，even though he's tired.
但现在呢？”我敢在人的面前承认我是基督徒。
But I'm daring to admit that I'm a Christian among people.
他觉得这是一件荣耀的事情。
He thinks this is very glorious.
因为从我们弟兄的见证，我们看到这件事。
From his testimony, we see.
我们没有一个人能够凭着自己在那里自由的生活。
No one can live by themselves.
当我们那样过生活的时候
，If when we live that way,
你发现我们就成了罪的奴仆。
We become slave to sin.
罪叫我们说不该说的话。
Sin tells us to speak the words that we should not speak.
罪叫我们发不该发的脾气。
Sin tells us to be angry.
罪叫我们做不该做的事情。
Sin tells us to do things that we should not do.
但当我们愿意做神的奴仆。
But when we become slave to God.
神就做我们的主人。
God is our master.
他在我们生活当中一切的事情来管理我们。
In our daily life, he controls us.
刚开始你会觉得比较累一点。
In the beginning, we are tired.
你会觉得不自由。
You are not free.
但是当后来你渐渐进入了真实体会到做神奴仆的自由。
When you truly feel the freedom being slave to God.
从罪的权势里头被释放出来。
When you are delivered from the authority of sin.
你就开始能够经历到享受到那在基督里那自由的喜乐。
Then you can enjoy the joy that's in the freedom of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们都知道当主耶稣为我们在十字架上流血舍命的那一天。
The day that Jesus had died, crucified on the cross for us,
他成就了神的救赎。
He has accomplished the salvation for us.
买赎我们。
He purchased.
买赎我们来归给神。
Purchased us for God.
当我们接受就是在十字架上的救恩的时候
，When we accept His sin,
因为我们在地上，我们就应该是属于神的。
In position, we belong to Him.
因为神买赎了我们。
He has bought us.
我们应该是归给他的。
We should belong to Him.
在今天，神给我们。有一个自由意志。
Today we have a free will.
神他没有用他的权力，没有根据他的律法来要求我们。
He did not command us according to the law.
神愿意用他的慈悲，用他的爱来劝我们。
He is willing to urge us by his blood love.
他用他的爱来激励我们。
He encourages.
叫我们甘心乐意的愿意将自己献给他。
So that we are willing to present ourselves to him.
不是一个死的祭
It's not a,
是一个活的祭
It's not a death sacrifice, but a living sacrifice.
叫神能够借着我们这个身体
according to our body
就是我们这身体在地上所发表出来的生活
So what we manifest through our daily life
借着我们的身体来荣耀他
Through our body we can glorify him
证他
To testify for him
所以我们要看他到底将身体献上当作活祭意思
What does it mean to present your bodies as living sacrifice?
从前在旧约我们看见旧约的例子它的原则是什么呢
What is the principle in the Old Testament?
我们刚读的经文我们知道当神借着他大能的手将以色列百姓从埃及为奴之地拯救出来
Through his mighty hand he saved Israel from Egypt
所以神这个摩西就对这些被神拯救的百姓说的第一件事情
Through Moses God told the Israelites one thing
其实神乃是要求他们
He want, require them.
因为神有这个权利。
Because God has this authority.
神说，凡以色列中所有投生的，无论是人是牲畜
，No matter the first offspring of every womb among sons of Israel,
都要分别为圣，归给神。
They need to be sanctified for Him.
因为他们是神所救赎出来的百姓。
It belongs to Him because they were saved by Him.
在到了利未记，我们看见神所颁布给以色列的律。
In the Leviticus that we saw the law.
神也设立了一些的祭祀。
He has some.
就是
sacrifice.
Sacrifice. 其中有一个祭叫做燔祭。
There's a burnt offering.
这燔祭呢，乃是为了讨神的喜悦。
It is for to please him. Please.
所以在这燔祭里头呢，它的条例就是说，当有人愿意、甘心乐意的愿意来讨神的喜悦
，Whoever wants to please God，
他就要牵一只牛或一只羊，或是斑鸠、鸽子，能够带到祭司的面前。
He needs to bring a ram or ox or a dove to the priest。
来当做这个燔祭呢，用火烧了以后献给神。
As a burnt offering to please God。
当这样的祭牲在燔祭上火烧之后，就有那馨香之气达到神的面前。
When the animals were burned, the fragrance reaches God.
就叫神的心得到喜悦。
So God was pleased.
所以我们看到这是什么意思呢？这只祭牲无论是羊也好，在它还没有献给神之前
，Before it was sacrificed，
这个主人有绝对的权利。
His master has the authority，
在这个祭上。
On this animal，
如果是一只牛
，If it's an ox，
他要吃牛排
，Then he can eat steak。
他有权利要五分熟还是要全熟
？He can determine if he wants a 50% cooked or 100% cooked。
他要怎么吃呢？他有完全的权利。
How he wants done, he has total
authority。可当这个主人把这一只牛献给神作为燔祭
，But when he offered this ox to God，
他就把他的这个权利就交给了神。
He gave the authority to God。
他再也没有任何的权利来要求在这个祭牲上面他要怎么做。
He cannot require this animal to do any。
那个主权完全是在神的手中。
The authority is in God's hand。
所以祭司就照着神的心意，就把它切成筷子以后放在祭坛上，用火烧了来讨神的喜悦。
So the priest would chop up the animal to burn it to God.
所以我们看到在旧约的这个条例的意义。
In the meaning of the law.
那我们看这样的一个燔祭呢，乃是一个主权的转移。
The burnt offering is the transfer of
来讨神的喜悦。
To please God.
到了新约。
In the New Testament.
罗马书那里就告诉我们，叫我们将身体献上，当作活祭。
Roman tells us, present your body as living sacrifice.
来讨神的喜悦。
To please God.
它的意义是相同的。
This is the same meaning.
原本我们这个身体。
Our body.
或是我们这个身体在地上所过的生活。
Or the body that lives out the daily life.
我们的行事，我们的说话，我们的为人，我们的脚，我们的手，我们的眼睛，我们嘴巴。
Our eyes, our feet, our hands, or our daily life.
原本这个身体主权是在谁的手中
？Where is the authority? Who do we belong to?
在我们的手中。
In our hands.
我要这样讲话，我要做这样的事，我要去哪里
？I can determine where do I want to go, what I want to speak.
但神的话说，叫我们将身体献上，当作活祭。
But God tells us, present your body as living sacrifice.
就是我们把这个主权，身体的主权呢？我们就转交在神的手。
We transfer our authority.
这样当作活祭献给神，来讨神的喜悦。这有点像在新约啊，主耶稣在地上的那段时间里头。有一次我们知道主耶稣要进到耶路撒冷去
When he entered into the Jerusalem
还叫他的门徒呢到那个村庄里头去呢去牵一只驴驹来
He told his disciple to get a colt
这门徒呢，他们也蛮有信心的。
The disciple have faith.
主叫他们去牵驴驹。
So the Lord tells them to get a colt.
他们就准备要去牵。
So they went to get it.
但他们问了一个问题。那我去要的，那就给吗
？Would they give it when I asked?
是不是
？Is that true?
那主就对他们说。
The Lord said.
你就回答他们，回答那个驴驹的主人说，主要用它。
You just answered the Lord to use.
那人就必让你牵，让你来。
The man will let you have it.
我们那只驴驹原本是属于谁的
？Who does?
他有一个主人。
It has a master.
主人在这驴驹上面有他绝对的主权。
The master has a total authority over this animal.
但当门徒把主耶稣所说的话告诉他
，When the disciple tells this person,
说主要用他
，The Lord needs it.
我们看见这个主人就把这只活的驴驹呢，就交给门徒，让主来使用。
So the master gives this call to the disciples to allow them.To allow the Lord to use it.
这个是新约的活祭。
This is a living sacrifice.
这驴驹还是活的。
The cow is still a living animal.
驴驹并没有被杀了以后现在坛上。
It was not killed.
但是因为主要用这只驴驹。
Even though because the Lord needs to use it.
这驴驹的主人他就甘心的把这主权就交给主。
The master was willing to transfer the authority to the Lord.
他并没有要求主说你一定要怎么用怎么用这只驴驹。
He did not ask the Lord to how to use this colt.
他把他的完全的就交在主的手里。
He placed the total authority to God's hand.
所以我们看见主就使用驹，他就把他带到耶路撒冷去。
We see the Lord led the colt into Jerusalem.
我们看见这样的活祭就成就了神的旨意。
We see this living sacrifice had accomplished God's will.
我们看见锡安的王温和的骑着驴驹进到耶路撒冷。
We see the king of Zion entering into the Jerusalem with peace.
所以今天主在我们每一个蒙恩蒙赎的基督徒身上。
God has the authority over our Christian.Every Christian?
对，主也对我们说一样的话。
He's speaking the same word.
主对我们说，主要用它。
He's telling us the Lord will use it.
主要用我们这个身体。
He will use our body.
主要用我们每天的生活。
He will use our daily life.
来成就他的心意。
To accomplish his will.
来彰显他是那万王之王，是万主之主。
To manifest that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
那我们愿不愿意？把这个主权交在主的手里。
Are we willing to place this authority into His hand?
让他使用我们的体。
Allow Him to use our body.
让我们在地上的生活。
Through our daily life.
来彰显他的荣耀。
To manifest His glory.
来成就神的旨意。
To accomplish God's will.
就像我们的工作时间。
In our working hours.
我想我们大部分你们都是在工作的。
You are working.
我们常有一个感觉。
Still,
到礼拜一到礼拜五我们要去上班
From Monday to Friday we work
可能从早上八点钟到晚上六点钟
Maybe from 8 to 6
我还听到有弟兄是一天工作十二个小时的
Even though some of you work 12 hours a day
那我们就说那这个时间呢我们是给埃及法老做工
We are working for the Pharaoh in Egypt
做苦工
Labor
所以我们一天一大半的时间就没有了
Half of the day are gone
一大半时间都是被埃及法老就给埃及法老做苦工去了
We are laboring for the Pharaoh in Egypt
那我们剩下还有八个小时的时间睡觉
We sleep 8 hours
那还有好那剩下多少时间
How much time is left
剩下四个小时
Only 4 hours
四个小时还有好多好多事情
With many things to do
难怪我们每天都觉得我们活得非常的忙非常的疲惫
Therefore we are tired and feel tired
那弟兄姐妹基督徒去工作是不是给埃及法老做苦工呢
Are we working for the Pharaoh of Egypt?
我从前有段时间我也以为是。
Before I thought I was.
我也做得很辛苦。
I was working hard.
虽然说大家说是要做苦工，就是总是能够把那个面包带到桌子上来。
When we work, we bring the bread to home.
就是为了养家活口。
To feed our family.
那弟兄姐妹不是这样子的。
No, brothers and sisters.
我们基督徒是可以把我们工作的时间奉献给主的。
We can offer the hours that we work to God.
我们把我们的工作的主权交在主的手里。
We give the authority of to God.
我说一个小小的见证。
I'll testify.
我大家都知道，我以前最后的工作公司破产了。
The last company I worked for bankrupt.
今天没有时间没有时间说的整个过程。
talk the whole process.
但是我觉得是一个神特别的恩典和你，让我在工作的当中呢有个特殊的机会，可以常常的读圣经，亲近主。
God have mercy and grace for me that I can read the Bible and be close to God.
所以每天去上班啊，非常的喜乐。
I was full of joy when I go to work.
因为可以读圣经，读六七个小时圣经。
Because I can read 6 or 7 hours of Bible.
边读经呢，跟主有美好的交通。
And I can fellowship with Him.
在主面前常常流泪、感谢、祷告。
I weep before Him and pray.
不是因为说我工作啊，不是因为我不做我的工作。
It's not that I don't work.
是因为没有工作做。
It's because there's no work.
在公司还要我们去公司。
Or I still need to go to
job. 所以呢，把该做的事情做完。
So I finish my.I need to work.
老板说你要读什么书都可以。
So the boss tells me whatever you want to read.
我就非常享受那段时间。
So I enjoyed that time.
哎呀，亲近主。
I was close to God.
非常的甘甜。
Was full of sweet.
有时候在那里正在与主亲享受与主亲近的甘甜的时候。
When I enjoyed the sweetness when I was.
突然间有人呢，跑来店里找我做事。
There's one someone who came to me and asked me to work.
啊，心里头啊怎么样？就觉得打岔。
In my heart was interrupted.
跟主有这么美好的交通。
I was fellowshipping with the Lord.
怎么这个人这个时候来这边打岔呢
？Why this person interrupt me？
可是呢，心里嘴巴虽然没有讲
，Even though I did not tell him，
心里面总是有这样一个不喜悦的感觉。
But I had this thought that was not happy.
但是有一次突然间，主就在我里头对我说话。
But one time the Lord tells me，
如果是我叫他来的呢
？If I told him to come to you。
如果是我叫这个人这个时候来找你做事
，If I told this person to tell you to work，
那我的反应是如何
？What is your reaction？
突然间我明白过来了。
All of a sudden I realize。
如果是主叫他来让我服务他的话
，If the Lord tells me tell him to come to me to serve him，
那我服务他，我就是在服侍主。
If I serve him, then I'm serving the Lord。
哎呀，这里面释放了。
I was relieved。
好高兴。
I'm so happy.
很快，赶快把他做的事情，很快帮他做好了。
Then I finished his job real fast.
这个人好高兴。
This person was.
下一个人。
The next time was a different person.
不然我在忙的情况之下。
How busy I was.
无论在怎么样的情况。
No matter in what condition.
哎呀，主又差遣一个人来了。The Lord will send another person. 我就欢欢喜喜、甘心乐意的来服侍这个人。
I was willingly to serve this person.
所以后来公司同事每个人都很高兴。
All my colleagues were happy.
那有时候到后来。不仅来找我做事
，At the end they not only come to work.
后来有些人还来找我交通
，They were fellowship with me.
来找我问问到底主耶稣是怎么一回事。就从那之后
，After that，
我每天去上班，早上在路上非常的高兴。
On my way to work, I was so happy.
我想哎呀，今天主要叫我做点什么事了。
I was thinking what the Lord would ask me to do.
有时候有些事情呢，可能以前你都觉得是好事的。
Before you would think those are good things.
但当我把我的工作奉献给主
，When I offer my job to the Lord，
当主在我的工作当中，他有一切的主权来安排任何的事情。
When the Lord has total authority to arrange anything in my job，
包括有一次三天三夜不能睡觉要做事
，Even including 3 days I could not sleep，
而且是别人造成的问题。
It was the problem was caused by others。
三夜还是非常的喜乐
，Three days and three nights I was enjoying，
因为我们是在给主做的
，I was working for the Lord，
因为是。主的主权的安排底下所带给我们的每一个环境
Under the arrangement of his authority he brought joy to us
所以如果我们把我们的工作主权也交在主的手里
When we offer authority of our job
那里面你的工作就不再是给埃及法老做苦工
You're no longer working for the Pharaoh of Egypt
你也不需要那样的担心紧张
You don't need to worry
当公司有一点风吹草动的时候说要裁员了
，or they're lay off。
哎呀，怎么办？怎么办
？What should I do？
那是不是要赶快把履历表再 update 一下
？I need to update my resume。
弟兄姐妹，如果我们的工作的主权是在主的手里
，if the authority of our job，
我们就只要来到主面前
，we just need to come before him。
主他自己会为我们定夺
，the Lord will judge for us。
我自己在那里苦苦的在那里。抓在我们的手中。
We need not to hold on to.
这是新约所讲到的活祭。
This is a living sacrifice in the New Testament.
就在我们身上把那个主权交给主。
We need to offer our authority to Him.
那我们如何在这样的一个主权交给主到底讲得更具体是什么意思呢
？More concrete speaking.
撒母耳就告诉扫罗。
Samuel told Saul.
他说。 听命胜于献祭。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
很多时候我们盼望为主做好多事。
Many times we think that we need to do many things.
但主说
the Lord.
叫听命。
The Lord says to obey.
顺从主。
Obey to.
他说顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
To he is better than the fat of ram.
那你们当我们听命，当我们顺从主的时候。
When we obey and he to the Lord.
我们听从顺从主的命令。
When we obey his.
这就是我们把主权交给主。
That's the time when we offer our transfer our authority, Lord.
这也就是我们将身体视作活祭的意义。
This is the meaning when we offer our body as sacrifice.
让主在我们身上。
Allow the Lord.
让主在我们生活当中。
In our daily life and our body.
他有绝对的主权。
He has the total authority.
而我们的责任就是听命，就是顺从。
To obey and to heed.
所以我们啊，不知道对我们听过，有一位弟兄叫史达德弟兄。
Hello, brother.
他是一位非常爱主的弟兄。
He loves the Lord.
他也是被主大大使用的一位弟兄。
He was used by the Lord greatly.
他有一次与 F.B. Meyer 弟兄在谈话当中。
When he was fellowshipping with F.B. Meyer.
我就简单说一点点他的一个见证。
I just want to talk about his testimony.
当他早起来在读圣经的时候。
When he got up in the morning reading the Bible.
另外一位弟兄 F.B. Meyer 呢，就很好奇地问他说：“啊，你这么早起来？”
I will ask him, "You got up so early this morning?"
这么早起来读主的话语。
Then you got up to read the Bible.
那我们弟兄就回答他。
Our brother will share to him.
史达德弟兄就说：“我爱我的主。”
Brother Stetter would say that I love the Lord.
我喜爱他的话语。
I love his words.
所以我早晨起来读主的话语。
Therefore, I get up in the morning to read the Bible.
我盼望能够从主的话语里头找到主的命令。
From his words, I want to find his commandment.
好叫我遵守。
So I can heed to.
那您这实在是给我们一个非常宝贵的提醒。
This reminds us.
我们弟兄读圣经的时候，他并不是在那里找主的祝福。
Our brother read the Bible is not searching for blessing.
他乃是有一颗爱主的心。
He has the heart to love the Lord.
所以他盼望顺从主的命令。
So he wants to obey God's commandment.
来讨主的喜悦。
To please God.
所以他在地上，他的生活就被主大大的来使用。
So his life on earth was used by.
好，那我们知道了当身体献上当中活祭的意义。
We know the meaning of presenting your body as living sacrifice.
是把我们身体，把我们生活的主权转交给主。
Is to transfer our authority of our daily life.
那我们要如何在我们的生活中，我们如何来实行
？How do we act?
那我想简单来讲，可以分成有三个阶段。
There are three proceedings.
第一阶段，这个献上身体当做活祭呢，它有一个门。
There's a gate to presenting your body as living sacrifice.
我们必须要进这个门。
We have to enter it.
每一个蒙恩的基督徒
，Every Christian they are saved.
都应该要进这奉献的门。
In yourself.
都应该要因着基督的爱激励我们。
Because of His love encouraging.
我们甘心乐意把身体当作活祭来献给神。
We are willing to present our body as living sacrifice.
让神在我们身上有他的主权。
So God has total authority.
我不晓得早晨弟兄姐妹在你们身上，在你们蒙恩之后，你们是不是曾经做了这样的一个决定？那么这个决定是非常重要的，因为我们若不将自己当作献给神，我们的生活就不能讨神的喜悦。
Our daily living will not please Him.
我们的侍奉也不能讨神的喜悦。
Our service will not please Him.
在我们的地上，我们在那里努力的生活，努力的奔跑，努力的侍奉。
Though we are serving and running this path.
但是神的话告诉我们，我们若不将自己献上当作活祭，就不能讨神的喜悦。
But God tells us if we do not present our body as living sacrifice, we cannot please Him.
在马太福音第七章里面有一段话，常常的激励我，在这些年当中。
In Matthew chapter 7, it encourages.
主说到那日，必有许多的人对我说：“主啊，主啊。”
Until that day, there are many people who speak to me, Lord, Lord.
我们不是奉你的名传道、医病、行异能。
Did I not spread your words and heal people?
看见他们在那里 非常辛苦殷勤地在那里侍奉神。
They are serving the Lord diligently.
在主的名，甚至他们的工作都还有果效。
In God's name, that he had results from the work.
可能传福音，可能几千个人得救。
Many people were saved from the gospel.
可能奉主的名赶鬼。
In the Lord's name, that he cast out demons. 甚至奉主的名医好了许多的病人。In His name, that he healed many people.
在我们看来，他们实在是非常好的基督徒。
Good Christians.
但主说，你们这些作恶的人离开我。
But the Lord says, you evil doer, leave me.
为什么这样的人主会称他们是作恶的人呢？
Why would the Lord call them evil doers?
我想有一个很重要的原因。
The one important reason is
他们没有将自己献上当作活祭。
They did not offer themselves as living sacrifice.
所以他们就不能明白什么是神的旨意。
So they could not know what is the will of God.
他们也不可能遵守神的旨意。
There is no way they follow the commandment of God.
他们是照着自己的意思在那里来侍奉。
They are serving according to their will.
照自己的意思在那里生活。
And living according to their will.
所以在这里我们看见这件事情是何等的重要。
We see this is very important.
所以保罗说，我以什么慈悲劝你们。
So Paul says, I urge you, brother, by the mercy of God.
那你们从罗马书到十二章开始到末了，从十二章到末了。
From chapter Roman chapter 12 from the beginning.
就讲到基督徒的生活与侍奉。
To the end, it talks about the service and of daily life of a Christian.
意思就是说，基督徒在地上若有一点点能够讨神喜悦的生活与侍奉。
If Christian can please God in their daily life,
必须要从奉献当作活祭开始。
They need to start to present their body as living sacrifice.
在这里，保罗是那样生的一个负担。
Paul has this deep urge.
他以什么慈悲在那里求我们这些蒙恩的弟兄姐妹
？He's urging brothers and sisters by the mercy of God.
他说要将我们身体献上，当作活祭。
To present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
要将我们的主权交给主。
Transfer our authority to God.
我们必须要进这个奉献的门。
We need to enter into the gate of service.
我们必须要有一次，因着爱的激励，主爱的激励，我们实质的从心里头把自己当作活祭来献给神。
Because of His love encouraged us, we need to offer.
好叫我们能够在地上开始过一个基督徒的生活。
So we can start to live as a Christian on this earth.
那当我们这样子奉献
，So when we present ourselves,
是不是就好了
？Is that it?
当我们弟兄在领受的时候告诉我们
，My brother, when you lead the song, he tells us,
这个奉献还要不断的更新。它不单是一个笼统的奉献
，It's not easy.
它必须是一件一件具体的奉献。所以这个奉献必须要更新
be renewed.
就好像我们进了这个奉献的门之后
gate,
前面有一条很漫长的道路
way,
就是我们一生的道路
way,
这个道路当中这是一条奉献的道路
way,
也是神在我们身上他具体得着一样一样得着主权的一个过程
this is the process
that the Lord gathered him.
像诗歌告诉我们，我们的灵、我们的魂、我们的身体
our spirit, our body,
我们的时间、我们的财物
our wealth,
我们的手、我们的脚、我们的眼
our hand, our feet, our eyes,
我们的嘴巴
our mouth,
一件一件的主要得着他所当得的主权
one by one, he will gather the authority over it.
所以就是在生活当中我们必须要天天来走这条奉献的道路
in our daily life, we need toWalk on this way of offering ourselves.
在这条道路当中，会充满了许多的挣扎。
There are many struggles on this way.
因为我们有我们的意思。
We have our will.
所以在这过程当中，当主他要来，他要来得着他的主权的时候
，In this process, when the Lord will gather His authority,
我们就会有一些的挣扎。
We will struggle.
但有一位年长弟兄告诉我们。
But there's an elderly brother tells us.
会挣扎的基督徒啊，才是一个正常的基督徒。
The Christian that struggle is a normal Christian.
才是一个健康的基督徒。
Is a healthy one.
如果在这条奉献的道路上
，But on this way of offering yourself.
如果你不会挣扎
，If you do not struggle.
很有可能的一个原因
，There's a main reason.
就是你没有把自己奉献。
You did not present yourself as.
你还是照自己的意思在地上过你的生活。
You're still living the life according to your will.
那基本上是唯一的可能啊，是你不需要挣扎。
is your only possibility that you don't need to struggle.
因为每天都照自己的意思在过生活。
You are living according to your will.
照自己的意思在为你侍奉。
You are living according to, you are servicing according to your will.
你就不需要舍己背十字架。
Then you don't need to deny yourself and carry the cross.
在这里我们看见这奉献的路必须是天天我们必须要走的。
This way needs to be lived out daily.
因为神他要来得着他的主权。
Because God will gather His authority.
我再用一个、我们的时间做例子好了。
I'll use this example of our time.
我们每一天都24个小时。
We have 24 hours.
这我们的时间呢，我们的生活的时间呢，主权是在谁的手里？
Who has the authority of our time?
我想我和大家都很类似。
I'm similar to everyone.
我每天的时间都是我们自己在安排的。
I'm arranging my own time.
我工作这些。
I work this much.
我要运动的这些时间。
And I exercise.
休闲娱乐这么多时间。
And rest and play.
小孩子这么多时间。
Play with children.
夫妻的时间。
And then be with my spouse. Even less.
所以我们看见我们的生活每一天的作息时间应该让主得着他的主权。
We need to have, allow God has the authority over our time.
主盼望我每天早上有一段或是早上不行，至少每天有一段时间呢，是跟我们跟主相处的时间。
We need to have some time to fellowship with God.
是我们亲近主、读经、祷告的时间。那我们与孩子们呢，也需要有一段时间来相处。
And then we need to fellowship with our children.
跟孩子一起读经。
To read the Bible with them.
跟他们一起祷告。
Pray with them.
关心他们在学校里头、在家里头的一些生活发生的事情。
Care about things happening in their lives.
那神要安排，他要得到这些主权，他能够来安排我们一天的时间。那这些时间呢，必须是要一个完全的时间。意思就是说，这不是说弟兄讲的说，我们要跟夫妻要跟配偶相处时间。
Not that we only share time with spouse.
我们要跟孩子有一段相处时间。
And share time with our children.
就我们想，好，今天我半个钟头跟我的妻子，
So I spent half an hour with my wife.
那我们坐在那里。
I sit there.
我们看手表。
And what?
快什么时候？三十分钟快到了没
？Is it 30 minutes yet?
神要我们得着的时间，乃是一个美好的，是一个完全的。
What the time God wants to?
就像从前旧约，他们将祭牲献给神的时候，必须是一个。It's a complete offering.
In the Old Testament, when they offering the animal, that has to be a whole and perfect animal.
没有瑕疵的。
There's no blame.
必须是一个完整的。
It's
has to be whole.
我们主日的早晨。
In the Sunday morning.
主也要用这段时间。主说他要用早晨主日早晨的时间，叫我们能够来感谢他、敬拜他。来交通，来享受它。
So that we can
fellowship with him and enjoy him.
我们是不是愿意把这个时间一个完全的来交给主呢
？Are we willing to give him the whole hour and perfectly?
还是我们像在马拉基书那边所讲到的以色列人
？Or like the just
describing Malachi.
他们将那瞎眼的、残缺的、有疾病的来献给主。
They offered the blindness.
所以盼望啊，从主的话语，我们能够被主来提醒。
Hopefully, we are
reminded by the word of God.
今天主他用他的慈悲来劝我们。
When he urges us by his mercy.
虽然他有绝对的主权来要求我们。
Even though he has the total authority to require us.
但是我们的主他却没有这样子做。
Our Lord did not do that.
他却用他的爱励我们。
He encourages us
by his
love.
这样的活祭只有出自跟乐意才能够讨神的喜悦。
This living sacrifice has to be willingly offered and will please God.
我记得再讲一点小小的见证。
Morning.
还是跟我工作有关。
It relates to my job.
工作跟家庭。
And family.
我在美国第一个工作。
The first job I had in America.
我非常的战战兢兢。
I was very careful.
一方面是第一个工作。
That was the first.
那是我们家唯一的一份收入。
That was the only income.
那时候你在办绿卡。
I was applying for green card.
那个是非常紧张的。
I was very nervous.
我去上班啊，都是压力很大。
I was under great pressure.
总是希望能够把工作做到最好。
So I want to do a perfect job.
就下了班回家。
When I go home after work.
就觉得还要再好好的学习充实。
I need to learn more.
那我想都是为了我的工作。
All because of my job.
想能够把工作做好，把公司工作能够保守住。
So I can keep the job and do a good job.
所以才能够供应全家的那个生活的需要。
So I can support my family.
所以我觉得下了班回家，我继续学习，我总觉得我自己应该是一个很好的一个人。
So after work, I still continue to learn.
所以当回家，在电脑前面还在那里继续学习，在那里在操练的时候。
I was still practicing on the computer.
姐妹就发怨言了。
My wife complained.
你工作一整天都在电脑前面。
You have worked all whole day before the computer.
下了班回家还坐在电脑前面。
After work, you're still sitting in front of the computer.
哎呀，姐妹当顾孩子啊、家事啊，忙的也是很辛苦。
My wife was busy taking care of the family.
当她姐妹这样子抱怨的时候
，When she complained,
我心里头啊，当然就不服啊。
I was kind of not.
对不对？我觉得我这样已经很牺牲的了。
I have gave a lot.
白天工作这么忙了。
I was busy.
这么辛苦。
I have worked hard.
回家还继续要学习。
I still need to
learn. 总是希望能够把工作做好，能够把工作保守住。
So I can keep the job and do the job.
姐妹还不能体谅。
My wife will not understand.
对啊，非常的 stressful.
Under stress.
公司有 stress.
In work, I had stress.
路上也有 stress. 塞车。
On the way, there were traffic.
回到家里还有 stress.
When I go home, I had stress.
哎呀，夫妻两个人不平安的时候啊，那个 stress 更大。
When we don't have rest, there were more stress.
那段时间常常会有这个夫妻之间常常会有一些矛盾争执。
We have argument and conflict among our.
我就到主面前来。
So I come to the Lord.
很委屈的到主面前来。
So I come to the Lord.
我觉得我做得蛮好的啦。
I thought I was good.
我觉得这么辛苦。
I was working hard.
直到有一天主实在是恩典怜悯。
Until the day God had mercy on me.
主就光照了我。
He enlightened me.
就是因为我把这个工作啊抓在我自己的手里。
Because I was holding on to the job in my hand.
我自己还想了很多的理由。
I gave many reasons.
就是我这样做的，我这样的辛苦，哎呀，真是我自己实在是太好了。
I worked hard and that was good.
太合情合理了。无奈姐妹不能理解。
Why am I not understand?
那当我在主面前在那里的时候，主就光照了我，服下来。那时候我还不懂得罗马书这里讲的活祭。
I did not understand presenting a living sacrifice.
可是主的怜悯、主的恩典就叫我能够服下来。
I can obey.
服在神大人的手下。
Prostrate before.
服在神所安排的环境里头。我就答应姐妹说，回到家里我再也不碰电脑。
Will not touch the computer anymore.
说实在，那时候我还不是那么清楚明白。
At that time, I did not understand.
我心里面想。那工作没了就没了吧。
I thought, okay, there's no job.
到时候你就知道了。
Then you will know.
可当我这样服下来之后
，When I obey.
长话短说，经过了几年时间。
After several years.
就一直到现在啊，就经过这十多年的时间。
After these several years.
我就发现，当我们把这个主权交给主之后
，When I give the authority to God.
你说学习不重要吗？
Do you think not important?
我在工作上的技能充实不重要吗
？You think improving your skill in your job is not important?
不是这些事情不重要。
It's not these things are not important.
来让我看见我们的工作到底是在谁的手里。
But we need to see our job is in whose hand.
所以我就跳到结局。
In conclusion.
所以这十几年呢，我下班回去呢，再也没有碰，基本上没有碰电脑来作为继续的学习充电。
After several years, I did not touch the computer at home.
那工作的要求，工作的这些这么复杂的事情怎么办呢
？How do I handle all these complex matters?
我要是不会，做不来怎么办
？How can I, if I don't know it, what do I do?
我见证一件很奇妙的事情。
There's a wonderful thing.
这十几年下来
，After these
我的确就花了非常非常少的时间在学习这些专业的技能和知识。
I spend very little time.
但是很奇妙的事情，
就
刚好我学的东西啊，我刚好我一点点时间所学的东西
，I spend time.
刚好都够工作上所需要用的
，was enough to handle the job.
想要店里面你们可能有这样的一个经验
，I'm sure that you have the experience.
在学校花了四年时间念大学，可能又花了四年时间或六年时间念的博士
spent 6 years to get a PhD degree.
好不容易终于主的恩典找到一个工作。
By His grace that you found a job.
开始工作之后。
Then you started a job.
你发现你从前八年所学的东西。
You found out that after 8 years of learning.
可能20%都还用不上。
You will not use up only 20%.
意思就是说其他80%都白学了。
All the 80% were in vain.
那或许这个数字只是一个参考数字。
Maybe just a...roughly.
但真实的我们花了好多好多不需要的时间
But truly we spent some time that's not necessary.
我们浪费了好多不需要的资源和努力
We wasted effort and resources.
做了许多没有智慧的事情
We did something that's not wise.
原因是什么
Why?
就是因为我们自己在掌管我们的工作
Because we are controlling our work.
我们认为我必须要这样子我才能够去工作
I thought well, I have to do this to keep my job.
我必须要这样子才能够确保我的小孩上哈佛
I have to do this so that my children will go to Harvard.
我们岂不应该把这些都带到主的面前
Don't we need to bring all this to God?
把这些的主权都交在主的手里
And transfer all the authority to God.
只有我们的神他是全智慧的神
Our God is all wisdom.
他会带领我们在每件事情上面
He will lead us on all matters.
我们当如何行
Whatever we need to do.
好叫他能够成就他的心意在我的身在你我的身上
so that he will accomplish his will in us
在我们的家庭当中
in our family
在我们的孩子身上
in our children
在我们的工作里头
in our job
叫神的见证能够被彰显出来
so his testimony will be manifest
所以当我们经过这 一个漫长挣扎的过程
after this long strugglingprocess.
当我们这样子更新我们天天更新在神面前的奉献
When we are renewing our offering to God
我们一点一点的一件一件的把这个主权交给那当有这个主权的主
One by one we transfer it to God
慢慢的我们发现我们的生活就到一个奉献的生活里头
So our daily life become a service life
我们不仅能够明白神的旨意
We can understand His will
明白神在许多事情上面的旨意
Understand his will on all matters
而且我们还能够靠着主得到那个能力能够来遵行神的旨意
By him we can obey his will
一方面我们能够来讨主的喜悦
We can please him
所以能够借着我们的生活借着我们这个身体能够来成就他的旨意
Through our life and our body he can accomplish his will
能够来彰显主的见证
He can manifest his testimony
也当我们这样过一个奉献生活的时候主的心
When we live a life of sacrifice, his heart will be satisfied.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们实在承认人的话语是何等的。
Lord, we admit our words are limited.
但主愿你的话语是能够刻在我们每一位蒙恩神心中
May your words in carving all the Christians that are saved
求你借着圣灵再给我们有那回头的亮光
May your Holy Spirit enlighten us
主叫我们实在是能够来答应你爱的呼召
So we can answer your loving call
主啊我们虽然是这样不配
Even though we are unworthy
但主啊你还要从我们身上得着喜悦
But you will take delight in us
主我们感谢你
We thank you Lord
主要我们将身体献上当作活祭来归给你
You want us to present our bodies to you as living sacrifice
主这是你抬举了我们
You have lifted us
主愿你的爱在激励我们众人
May your love encourage us
主叫我们实在是甘心乐意将身体献上当作活祭
So we are willing to present our body as living sacrifice
来讨你的喜悦
To please you
主你说如此侍奉也是理所当然
This is a spiritual service of worship
主愿你在我们身上你的旨意得着成就
It will be done in us
愿我们都称活在你面前的人
So we can become a group that live before you
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen, Amen.